Welcome to Recovering Gleek, a podcast for all of your complicated feelings about the TV show Glee.
Can your Monday song be Read You Wrote You? Just kidding. You have a Monday song. Go ahead.
My Monday song.
Oh.
It's Wednesday. That's so embarrassing.
I'm sorry.
You're never gonna
God.
Live that down.
It's,
hey,
oh my
girls,
God, I'll
my name's Alaska.
Down.
Got a teeny little question to ask ya. Who's that bitch that's on the top?
Oh wait, that's me.
Hey, pork chop. Your boy naked, the rest is drag, but your face just needs a paper bag. Give me a challenge, I'll crush you all. Changing the game like my name's RuPaul. Line them up front to back, sending bitches home like a heart attack. Mess with me and you'll end up in a casket. I'm Dorothy, your turtle. Get in the basket. Come on, Ian. You know this. Oh, I'll read you down beneath the ground. Would you hold my purse while I snatch the crown? Legacy, remember my name, cause you're gonna see me hanging in the Hall of Fame. Oh, I was gonna try and stick Minnesota in there and I forgot.
You just got so focused. My favorite part was when you went, hey, shush, shush, shush.
I'm sorry. It's wanted to do it from memory, be proud of myself. Here we go. Detox coming at you with a slow verse. I'll speed it up now. Detox coming at you with a slow verse. I'll speed it up now. I had to shut it down first. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Detox coming at you with a mini-sode. I'll slow it down now. I had to. Ian, I can't do Detox's verse.
Spell minisode in Detox's name.
Eyes on the chalkboard. I'll spell it out for you. M to the I to the N to the I to the S to the O to the D to the hold up. E. Naomi Campbell and these hoes to the crown. Wee!
Yeah!
There it is.
E is so anticlimactic. That's so good.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. I did have a whole song planned that we'll save for next
week. Save for next week. I love that.
Okay, well, hello everyone. My name is Ian Allred. I'm going to show you what I can do, and what I can do is be a mini gleek.
Hey, what's up everyone? Lena Paige Canazzo, but your dad just calls me mini gleek.
Welcome to our minisode on Puppet Master, but more importantly, our 90th minisode.
Whoa. We've been married for 90 years.
Can you believe when we were at that wedding ceremony in 1932 and the preacher said, does anyone object to these two starting a podcast together? I said, this podcast is going to live longer than anyone in this room. And I was right. They're all dead.
No, they're really all dead.
I know. And shoot, we're still here.
Yeah.
We made it through. Something in J. Edgar Hoover.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, that joke didn't land. We're cutting that. Anyways. Okay. But happy 90th minisode. Happy Stone and Granite anniversary.
Stone and Granite.
I got you a present. It is this table that I'm recording on that looks like it's granite, but yeah. I don't. Actually, it might be.
It might be. Is it heavy?
I don't know. It's bolted to the floor, so I don't know.
So pretty heavy. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. So it's as heavy as the ship that it's bolted to.
Thanks for that.
So we're going to say it is.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Oh my God.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you. I actually redid this kitchen.
It's
all granite countertops.
Wow. Just for me, just for the Recovering Gleek, calling a Glee podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
We all can use it.
Incredible.
Yay.
I went from, hey, lady, weren't you, who's it? My, what a looker you were, or better yet, sorry, I thought you were, who's it? Whatever happened to her, you know?
Is this, what is this? Herbert Hoover?
This is still, I'm still here.
Oh, I'm still here. Oh, got it. That's what you're singing. I'm still here.
From Follies.
From Follies.
And I'm here. I'm still here. Nerd. Look who's here.
Wow.
We're still here, everyone.
Happy 90th minisode. Honestly, a fun episode for it to be the 90th minisode. Oh my gosh.
For real, we got, I could not tell you so many thoughts on Puppet Master.
Seriously, we haven't, I have not seen this influx in emails in, ever. Every single person has an opinion about it. One of my favorite things was the comments we were getting, on Instagram and on, Twitter. People were like, now this episode sucks. And I'm like, oh, you guys, I'm for real. This episode rocks. I think one of the most polarizing episodes. I don't think we've ever seen us really enjoy an episode and so many people just so disagree with us.
Hate it.
Yeah.
But sorry, we are the barometer of what's good and bad. So yeah. You're wrong if you don't like it. That's science.
Hear me out. We didn't get a lot of emails about how people didn't like it. We have I think one email about why someone didn't like it, but not a lot of email analysis about why people didn't like that episode. So my point still stands. Maybe we need to rewatch this episode.
I know. So if you don't like it, maybe try checking it out again, because we both thought we didn't
like it. No, seriously. Last week, you couldn't have paid me to think that I would have liked this episode at all. I'm serious.
Not even pay me to watch it, which frankly, we did get paid to watch it.
No.
But to pay you to think that you like it.
The Puppet Master lawyers came to me with some hush money and they were like, we want, just say you liked
say
it.
It's good.
Just say you liked it.
But shoot. We liked it for free. No one paid us to say that we liked it, baby.
No,
it's
seriously.
Just that good.
No, it was really good. This episode is honestly heaps of fun, at least.
So, well, let's hear what all you have to say about it.
Yeah, let's kick things off with friend of the podcast, Ashley, shall we?
We absolutely shall. Hi, Lena and Ian. First of all, I want to say how much I love your podcast. You are my top podcast this year on my Spotify Wrapped, and I've got my friend Jess addicted to listening too. I just listened to your episode about Puppet Master and was so thrilled. I've been saying for years that this episode is good, actually. It's my comfort episode, I've watched it countless times, and I will not stand for any Puppet Master slander. I'm writing in because I wanted to highlight a very specific piece of Glee fandom history, and probably my favorite thing to come out of the Klain fandom. Did you know that after the Glee auction in 2015, the person who bought the Blaine puppet started a Tumblr blog where they would post in character as the puppet? Even more insane, Blaine puppet kept posting about how much he missed Kurt puppet. Then a few weeks later, another blog appeared where the person who bought the Kurt puppet started posting in character as well. They interacted for a while, talking about how much they missed each other, and eventually they were reunited with a full photo shoot and the fandom rejoiced. I think some of the other puppets had blogs too, though these are the only ones I followed like a hawk. I had to look this up to make sure I didn't dream it. It's incredibly weird, but that's why I love this show so much. I think it's a nice niche piece of this show's fandom that highlights the non-toxic parts as well. I hope you're both doing well and enjoying the holiday season. Thank you for brightening up my week every Wednesday. I wish you all the good thing. Lots of love, Ashley, she, her from the United Kingdom.
International listener!
P.S. Here's the link to the Blaine Puppet blog. I can't find the Kurt Puppet blog, unfortunately. I think it might have been deleted. For all of you playing at home who want to look up the Real Blaine Puppet blog, it is literally just tumblr.com/TheRealBlainePuppet, all one word, all lowercase.
This blog, thank you for bringing it to my attention, is so, oh my gosh, so funny. The photo shoot that the two puppets did is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. It is insane to behold. I'm obsessed. There's one where they're snuggling in bed. They're spooning. Oh my God. I can't. It's so funny.
Did you ever do Flat Stanley in elementary school?
Oh yeah.
So for anyone who didn't do Flat Stanley, it was a book about some kid who got smashed flat like a pancake, but survived. It was a children's book. And then he would mail himself to friends and spend the day with them. And the deal was he'd read the book in class and then you would all draw your own Flat Stanley and you would take pictures of him throughout your day and share them with the class. Mm-hmm. This, the Real Blaine Puppet blog, feels like Flat Stanley, but with Blaine Puppet.
Oh, totally. It totally feels that way.
It's just him posed around the blog owner's bedroom. Also, puppeteer, whoever's running this blog, because he looks very, like, he does not look lifeless at all. He looks very animated in all of these pictures. I'm very impressed.
Honestly, like, there are, like, selfies that this Blaine puppet has taken. Like, mm-hmm. it looks like, that this puppet has, like, held it up. And he's, like, touching his little face. It's so precious. I don't know.
They also awesome. Fully have Blaine Puppet and Kurt Puppet merch on mm-hmm. the blog. Did you see that? There's like a t-shirt that has both of them on it.
Oh, should we get some? Do you think they're still selling it?
I doubt it.
They also
have
a puppet dog. Like, Blaine has a puppet dog. What's their puppet dog's name? Feta. She's a rescue dog from the puppet puppy pound. Oh my god.
Well, Blaine Puppet, you've been silent for 4 years on Tumblr, but we hope you and Kurt are still very happy together.
Yeah, I hope so.
You, Kurt, and Feta.
So sweet. I'm obsessed with this.
Ashley, thanks for bringing this to our attention.
Yeah, Ashley, thanks so much. Up next, we have a message from Kathara.
Hi, Mr. Allred, because I'm nasty, and Janet Lena Knatzer-Jackson. You didn't quote the perfect line reading of, Tina, I'm engaged, by Blaine. Or maybe you did. I'm sending this while listening to the podcast. Kathara, we absolutely did not. You are correct.
No, not at all.
Also, I want to be the voice of the puppet episode haters out there. There was a weird trend at this point in time, 2012 to 2013, of Muppet episodes. And although I am a certified Jim Henson Muppet lover, shout out to the Jim Henson exhibit at the Museum of Moving Images in New York, I, for some reason, hate puppet episodes. It's so annoyingly cheesy. Our beloved community did this too, and I hated it. It was a part of the Gaslit year, though, much like this episode. Coincidence? I think not. All the puppet-related one-liners are admittedly funny, but looking at these puppets on my screen fills me with rage. XOXO, Kathara, she, her. Kathara, you are correct. Community also did a puppet episode in 2013, which I have not watched since it aired, but I don't remember loving it.
Yeah,
it does have Sarah Bareilles in it, though.
Sarah Bareilles is in it.
Uh-huh.
And, like, being... And, like, Jack Black? No. Jack Black isn't in that one. Jack Black is
in season one. He's in season one.
Who's the man in that one?
There's another guy. I, like, want to say Josh Groban, but it's just because I associate them together because they hosted the Tony Awards one time.
Oh, my God. Let me look up the puppet episode of Community.
But I remember the puppet episode as, like... Season 4 of Community, you know, to each their own. Mm-hmm. Watching it live, I really did not like it, just like as a whole. And the puppet episode, the best thing I could say about it at the time was it wasn't bad. Like, it wasn't as bad as some of the other episodes were. And I was like, mm-hmm. It feels a little bit kind of like how Community was in the first three seasons. But I wasn't like, wow, what a great episode. Frankly, the only episode of season 4 that I come back to is the Sadie Hawkins dance. I think the Sophie B. Hawkins
Sophie
one.
Sophie B. Hawkins, yeah.
I think that episode is, to this day, hysterical.
Alison Brie's in that episode. I figured out who
she is.
The person is in this episode. It's the guy from Seinfeld.
Which one?
I don't know his name. Let me look, click on this link. It brings me to IMDb.
Is it George Costanza?
Because
he's a musical theater guy. He's been
Jason
on the Broadway.
Jason Alexander.
Yeah, that's George Costanza. Jason Alexander is George Costanza.
Yes, perfect.
He made his Broadway debut, fun fact, when he was like 18 years old.
Oh, really?
He's in the original cast of Merrily Roll Along.
Oh.
He plays, there's not a tune you can hum. There's not a tune that goes bum, 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 ba-dum. Mm-hmm. You need a tune that goes bum, 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 ba-dum. That's 18-year-old Jason Alexander.
Hell yeah, that's awesome. Shout out. That's him. I mean, I don't remember. I couldn't tell you what happened in which season. I feel like, and I just watched Community recently. But I understand this idea of, like, you know, not liking this trend. And then, in turn, not liking this episode. So I understand where you're coming from. I personally am into it.
I will say, we got an email from Ryan about a TV show that also did a puppet episode, which is Angel, the spinoff of Buffy.
God.
We couldn't include it in the minisode because we got so many emails about Puppet Master. We had to prioritize those. But Ryan describes the episode. It is an episode where Angel gets turned into a puppet by evil puppet demons. And he kind of describes the episode to be like, how crazy and weird that Angel did this. And Ryan, let me tell you, no other piece of information has made me want to go back and try and finish Angel more.
I literally felt the same.
Than you talking about an episode where Angel gets turned into a puppet by puppet demons. That's incredible.
I know. I have seen the pictures of the Angel puppet before, but I've never watched it before. We are two certified Buffy lovers and two certified Angel haters on this podcast. Mm-hmm. Granted, mm-hmm. I've like tried a couple of times to make it through Angel. It's just like not my story. Maybe I'll try it. But again, I feel the same, but maybe I'll try again.
But Kithara, all this to say that sometimes puppet episodes are cheesy and embarrassing, but sometimes, you know, Angel gets turned into a puppet or Blaine has a hallucination and it's a banger. Sorry.
I know. I hear that. And I understand maybe this isn't your cup of tea, but I also still think the episode's kind of sly if you forget it. If you put your distaste for like puppet episodes aside. I don't know, but Kithara, I really appreciate you sending this message in. I think genuinely, to have two people enjoy something and for you to be like, well, this is not my favorite is like something I genuinely appreciate that you did. So shout out Kithara. I love you. Up next, let's hear from Madeline.
Hello, sweet beans. We've now reached the point in Glee where I am watching these episodes for the first time because before I had only seen up to the quarterback. When I saw that Puppet Master was the next episode, I rolled my eyes because I had heard that this was a universally hated episode on par with other Matthew Hodgson monstrosities like I Kissed a Girl and Shooting Star. I could not have been more wrong about this episode. I even found myself checking how much time was left every 10 to 15 minutes because I could not believe how delightful this episode was and was just waiting for something to happen that would spoil it. I didn't even mind What Does the Fox Say because a few weeks back it was covered by Gleek of the Week and that episode's guest was so charmed by the performance that my brain automatically associated it with something positive. I'm writing in about the Sunique of it all and how special I found their interaction. For the past two seasons, Sue has been an incredibly transphobic bully to Unique, frequently misgendering her and dismissing her gender identity by calling her a boy in a dress or other harmful phrasing to that effect. It isn't until Sue herself is misgendered that she realizes how dehumanizing it feels, even on a much, much smaller scale because this interaction does not make Sue feel unsafe the way that we've seen Unique be made to feel unsafe. She seeks out Unique personally for advice on how to look more like a lady because Unique would understand the humiliation of having her gender identity be disregarded if she was not presenting, quote, feminine enough to pass as a female. I'd like to think that Sue's backhanded compliment of referring to Unique as, quote, God's most fabulous mistake, is her validating Unique's gender identity, because it was God's mistake that she was not born into a cis femme body. I think a direct apology from Sue would be out of character, so comments like these are so on brand for her and prevents the scene from being corny like the, you may not be a minority, but you sure get how it feels sometimes, Quinn Sadie's interaction from season one. I haven't seen beyond this point, but I hope they don't revert her back to being a TERF, but it's Glee, so who knows. All my love, Madeline, she, her, Baltimore. P.S. I've been featured on a minisode before, and I'm a Patreon subscriber, so my name is shouted at the end of every maxisode, and it tickles me that every time you guys struggle to figure out how my name is pronounced, it's pronounced like Madeline, but spelled like Madeline. P.P.S. I laughed through the entire scene with Sue and Blaine and Kurt Puppet because Jane Lynch is already 6 feet tall, 4 inches taller than Darren Criss, and she's wearing platform heels, so she is towering over him and everyone else who shares a screen with her. Madeline, thank you so much for this email. Genuinely, our apologies that we have said your name multiple times and have always just been, it's been a shot in the dark. So from here on out, Madeline,
yes,
thank you very much for this email.
There's a handful of those names where we're like, let's just say it twice just in case. But thank you, Madeline, for letting us know. Oh my gosh. Okay, Madeline, I love this email. I cannot even tell you how much this email like makes me so happy. A, that you're watching along with us for the first time, like that makes me so excited. So thank you for watching along with us. especially these episodes you've never seen before. Like, that is so, that makes me so happy. And I'm so glad that you enjoyed the episode. I feel like that's such a good feeling. I mean, I know I had a good feeling rewatching this episode, feeling like I was going to hate it and then loving it. So I'm obsessed with that. I'm really glad that you shared that with us.
I agree with what you said about Sunik, especially, I don't know, in a perfect world, we would love for Sue to be like, Unique, I said some terrible things to you, yeah, and I'm sorry, and et cetera, et cetera. But do I think that Glee knows how to write scenes like that without them being embarrassing? Not always.
Yeah.
I literally had blocked out that Quinn Sadie scene until you wrote that sentence.
Absolutely.
I was like, oh, I forgot that happened. That's so humiliating. So I agree. I think it works better for the world of the show that we know to have Sue just kind of like give less mean insults, to give insults that like kind of feel like apologies, and just be like, we're gonna forget that I acted like that in the past and we're gonna move forward.
Yeah.
And I like everything you said about that interaction. It's very nice thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I love this email. Thank you, Madeline. Thank you, Madeline. Just kidding. Up next, we have a message from Lily.
Hi, Lena and Ian. I am also confused about the Blaine as a Cheerio timeline. From the end of Feud to Shooting Star, he's wearing the Cheerio uniform around school like they usually do. In Sweet Dreams and Lights Out, he's back to wearing civilian clothes. However, in Lights Out, when Blaine begs Sue to come back, there is a flashback scene of Blaine in the Cheerios uniform when Roz is coaching, and in Little Girls, Blaine is in the bleacher shots cheering. After that episode, there's no mention of Cheerio Blaine for the rest of the season. That makes only two whole episodes of Blaine in the uniform, and it always makes me sad that we never got to see that plot arc play out. Also, I think Blaine, Brittany, and Kitty would have been an interesting trio. Maybe the Kitty redemption arc with Blaine because he's such a fan favorite? But I do love Kitty bonding with the girls, so I'm not so sure. You probably got a lot of emails about everybody Spotify Wrapped, but I just wanted to share mine. I discovered this podcast around April, May, when you guys started season 4. And surprise, surprise, you guys are my number one podcast with 6,092 minutes. The Glee cast was in my top 5 artists at number 3. My top artist for the 4th year in a row is Taylor Swift. And just to flex, I'm in the top 0.1% of listeners with 14,924 minutes. About a week ago, I made my friend watch some episodes of Glee, this being one of them, because it's such a wacky-ass episode. After the first New York scene, I was like, haha, did you catch Demi Lovato? And she was like, no, actually. So throughout Into the Groove, I waited until the camera panned to them, but besides the blink and you'll miss it shot in the beginning, it just never did? I thought it was weird, too. Next week is my birthday! I can finally legally drink. I don't like most alcohol, so I probably won't drink much, if at all, but I can. Anyways, thanks for a great episode as always. I laughed so hard when Lena called Blaine pathetic. Sincerely, a girl who's very excited for previously unaired Christmas, Lily, she, her.
Lily, happy birthday next week. Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Happy
this is your
birthday
song.
To
it is a very long.
Happy birthday. What?
Okay, I'm sorry. Take two. We'll do this. I'm
what
sorry.
What were you doing?
Okay, I thought you were doing This Is Your Birthday Song and It Isn't Very Long.
Oh,
we'll do the birthday song.
I have never sung that in my life. Why do you think I would?
I feel like that's the go-to.
We always sing it.
Every birthday party I've ever been to, they sing This Is Your Birthday Song and It Isn't Very Long.
You're gaslighting me.
No, I'm not. What do they sing at yours?
They sing, what's the small and pink and wrinkly? That's what they sing.
Pink and wrinkly. Okay, take two. We got this.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
It's
your birthday.
Your birthday
is today. Have a happy, happy, happy birthday. What? I thought we were doing the birthday song from that episode of Rugrats where they go to the restaurant. You're all over the map today. Well, Lily, shoot. Whatever birthday song
that
you
really
choose, we hope
it's
a good one.
My mind out for a minute. I was really scared. Happy birthday, Lily. Oh my gosh. Alcohol sucks. You don't have to drink it if you don't want to.
But honestly, it is a power flex. I remember when I turned 21 and I would literally walk past bars and be like, I don't want to go in there, but I could if I wanted to.
That's what I felt when I was 19, and I was literally one of my cousins. Like, got like for her 19th birthday, they put a cigarette in her cake, just because she.
Because you're like, you could smoke this if you wanted.
A frosted cake. Oh, like a frosted cat, pardon me. And then like with a cigarette poking out of its mouth. Because it's like on your 19th birthday, you can like smoke. But it was just so funny. So that's how I felt about smoking cigarettes. I still feel that way about smoking cigarettes. Where I'm like, I don't smoke cigarettes, but I totally could if I wanted to. Just go buy one.
But no one could throw me in jail for doing it.
No. Oh my gosh. That's a fun experience. Also, thank you so much for the Blaine background with the Cheerios stuff. So I guess now we genuinely like don't know if he's on Cheerios or not. They just haven't said anything about it.
Yeah, I don't, to my knowledge, it never gets brought up again, okay. Which I mean happens constantly, you know? On this show. Once again, I ask, where is Nurse Penny? But it's just sad because there's a lot of potential there. And I mean, they're going to shove Blaine down our throat anyway. They might as well have a Cheerio plotline out of it. It's not like he's a character that doesn't get a lot of screen time.
And now it's like the only Cheerio we know is Kitty.
Is Kitty.
Yeah.
Because Bree rode Bree's off into gone. The sunset as well.
Yeah.
She's gone. Shoot. Justice for Cheerio Blaine.
I know. Oh my gosh.
On to the Spotify Wrapped. Mm-hmm. It is being the first mini-sode of December. We have to continue our tradition of everyone asking us about our Spotify Wrapped and us disappointing everyone by reminding you that Lena doesn't use Spotify and I share a Spotify account with my sister.
Yeah.
So Lena doesn't have a Wrapped and my Wrapped is jacked up. Literally, my number one song was We Don't Talk About Bruno because I have a 2-year-old nephew.
Yeah, literally.
And so my sister and her husband play it for him every day.
I get a lot of messages, too, when I, like, last year when I said that I use Apple Music, they're like, oh, Apple Music does a replay. And I was like, I know that, but I have a family account, so I share my account with multiple people. So my dad is the one who gets the replay because he's, like, you know, the name on the actual account. So I don't have anything like that. But every year I see people's Spotify Wraps, I'm like, maybe it's time for me to switch. But I just, I've been using Apple Music since it was a thing, so I don't know how to use Spotify. Every time I download it, I'm like, this doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know.
The Spotify Wrapped statistics that I was like, that's for sure just me and not my sister, is my number one song was Jealousy Jealousy. And my number one artist was Olivia Rodrigo.
I love that.
Harry Styles was the number one overall, but I know my sister loves Harry Styles. I also listen to a lot of Harry Styles, but I'm like, that's definitely bolstered by the fact that I'm sure she listens to him literally every day.
Totally.
But I listen to a lot of Olivia Rodrigo and a lot of Jealousy Jealousy, which will give you a peek into what my mental health was like during this year.
Oh my God.
Woo! We did get our podcast Spotify Wrapped. We were listened to in 83 countries.
That's really cool.
This year, we were a top 10 podcast for over 9,000 people.
Which was really
so. Shout
really
out to
amazing.
All 9,000 of you who had us in your top 10. We love you so much. And a lot of people sent us in, like they'd be like, you were my number one podcast, and here's how many minutes I listened to you for."
Yeah, I've got the numbers for one person who sent us just absurd.
Is
numbers.
It Amelia?
Yeah,
is
I it put Amelia? It at the bottom of the emails.
The winner this year, the person. Oh, you put her full email. I'm so sorry. How did I not see that?
Well, that's okay.
Everyone, spoiler alert. It's going to happen later. We'll reveal it. Yeah. We'll put a pin in that. I'm so sorry.
But none of you guys will touch her numbers.
Yeah, we got a lot. We got a lot of people who like listen to us for like a week straight, which is
amazing.
Incredibly impressive.
Yeah.
But shoot, Amelia really blew all of you out of the water.
And also intensely flattering. I literally like, I was going through like, because people were like tweeting us. I was like looking at all of these and I'm like, the idea that you would want to spend any time listening to what we have to say is intensely flattering. If you listened to one episode this year, if you listened to I don't want to tell you what Amelia's numbers were, but if you listened to like that amount, That is like intensely flattering. I am so grateful to have you all listening. I like cannot even deal. Like this is one of my, it's the most wonderful time of the year is when we get messages about us, like people listening to our podcast. It like, cause you know, you're there, but it's like seeing the numbers is like, oh my God, that's crazy.
And just how many people like tag us in Instagram stories or tag us in tweets because we were in their top 10, top five or whatever. It's so nice. It's honestly, Spotify Wrapped, even though I can't fully participate in my own and neither can you, it's still Christmas.
A thing we can look like in through the window at, but it's but still appreciate. It's just really a special, special experience and I really appreciate it.
So thank you for listening, Lily, and thank you to everyone
who
tagged us in your raps.
Seriously. Let's keep going. Sarah, you go. up next, let's hear from Sarah.
You're up.
Sarah, you're up. Let's go.
I hope you're ready. Hi, Ian and LPC. I've been listening to your podcast all year, but this is my first time writing in, so hello. I've legitimately been counting down the weeks until you got to this episode for exactly the reasons you mentioned. It slaps. Sadly, it has a horrible rep. It was actually voted as the 6th worst episode of Glee on Reddit. I think this is because people only remember it as the puppet episode where they sing the fox, but it's so much more than that. Don't get me wrong. I remember thinking it was awful when it aired, but when I rewatched seasons 4 through 6 earlier this year, something magical happened. I was already weirdly enjoying Blaine's puppet obsession, and then by the time Nasty Rhythm Nation started, I was cheering. Now when I'm picking out an episode, I often go to this one. It's simply incredible. I think the reason this episode works is that it's obviously satirical and making fun of itself, like you guys said. Season 1 does this really well, but in a much more discreet way. Although they're doing it super obviously in this episode, it almost functions better in this context, since by season 5, Glee is notorious for being inconsistent and ignoring aspects of the show that absolutely would not work in reality, like the McKinley students flying to New York once a week. Pointing out these flaws directly rather than ignoring them or creating more pointless drama week to week makes this episode very fun. Dare I say, best episode of season 5? Let me know what you think. To end on a sappy note, I wanted to thank you guys for making this podcast. I went through a lot of changes this year, and knowing that I always had an episode to listen to every week made my life feel more stable. Plus, I can never get enough Glee content. You are my number one most listened to podcast on my Spotify Wrapped. I listened for 10,500 minutes, which is over 7 full days. Madness.
Like, we went on a vacation together. Like, we've, like 7 days all real. Together.
We went on a 7-day princess cruise together, baby, to the Mexican Riviera.
Oh my God. And we spent the whole time together. You know, it wasn't even like Lena goes off and like sits and reads by herself. We just chatted about Glee for 7 days.
And we didn't sleep either. No, we didn't sleep for 7 days. Either. Just talked. I'm excited to continue on this Glee journey with you and hope you both have amazing holidays. Consensual forehead kisses, Sarah, she, her. Okay, Sarah coming in with the hottest take, which is that this is the best episode of season 5. This take is going to set the Phantom ablaze. They will never recover. You know, after I hated this episode so much and then watched it and I loved it, I'm going to reserve judgment on the second half of season 5 till I see it again.
Yeah, I'm going to keep going, but I'm going to keep this thought in my head the rest of the season and compare and contrast the whole time.
I will say, of the episodes we've seen so far, the only episode I think I like as much as this one is The Quarterback, but it's for drastically different reasons.
And I feel like
drastically different reasons.
I thought that as well, but I feel like The Quarterback is one of those episodes that I don't really feel comfortable like putting it on the same level as like really any episode in this show. You know? Like it feels like its own thing.
But shoot, the 6th most hated episode of all time?
That's
what were the
wild.
Top 5?
It's just wrong. It's just wrong.
That's, I mean, I feel like I could name off the top of my head 6 episodes that are worse than this episode.
Yeah,
like,
easy.
Come on. Like, I Kissed a Girl, Shooting Star.
Those are just the Matthew Hodgson ones.
The First Time, Mash Off, Glee. I need one more. What's another episode of really? Oh, All or Nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Six right there that are worse than this one.
Those are way worse.
Boom.
To each their own. It doesn't have... If you don't like this episode, you don't have to. If this is one of your least favorite episodes of Glee, that's absolutely, like, you can absolutely feel that way.
I'm sorry, you do have to. It's the law.
I also, hear me out, you guys. We are the end-all, be-all opinions on everything Glee.
On That's not true. On everything, period. On everything, the whole world.
Name a thing, Ian.
Dragonflies.
You gotta love dragonflies. If you don't love dragonflies, you are wrong.
I so agree. They were my favorite bug as a kid.
They were my favorite bug as a kid. One time, I went to girls' camp. I was like 12 years old, and I was just looking at a bunch of dragonflies, and I cried because I thought they were just the most majestic animal, like bug. My favorite bug is a
They are beautiful.
They are.
I also liked them because they like don't try and bite humans, and so I thought a peacekeeping bug.
So sweet, and they're also like I remember in seventh grade we had like a bug collecting project where you just like got a bunch of bugs and froze them and then like pinned them to like a piece of cardboard, and I got a bunch of dragonflies, which in hindsight I'm really sorry I killed all those dragonflies, but I just would like look at them because they were just so beautiful and like iridescent and their little tails. Remember I had one that was like purpley blue. Oh my gosh, so beautiful.
But Sarah, I agree with you in that what I like about this episode is it's takes itself so unseriously that like that's why it's not cringe for me. And honestly, big apology. We've since this podcast started, we've talked a big game about how much we hate season five. And we had people reach out to us and be like, no, you don't get it. Like season five is just like cuckoo off the rails, but it knows that it's off the rails. And I was always kind of like, sure, whatever you say, whatever.
Yeah.
And now that we're in season five, still not my favorite season.
No.
But I do recognize, oh no, this show is much more in on the joke than I remember it being. And it is kind of fun that they are just letting loose.
Yeah. Honestly, these episodes have been fun so far. I'm excited to keep watching.
Dang.
Because like, especially how I felt about this episode and like, just like I just remember my opinions about the episodes that are coming, and they're not great. So I'm excited to like be wrong about some and be right about others, and like I'm just along for the ride now. I'm excited. Sarah, thank you so much for this message. Up next, we have a message from Amelia. The spoiler, the one we were spoiling before.
From probably our most dedicated listener, at least the most dedicated one who reached out to us. Dear Ian and Lena, hi, I'm Amelia Sheher. I love, love, love your podcast, and you are my number one podcast in Spotify Wrapped. I listened to it for 116,586 minutes, which is what most of my minutes came from. I listen to your podcast to sleep at night, and it's very comforting listening to you guys when I can't sleep. I would love to know if I was even close to the top listener this year. I hope you have a good holiday season. I know that can be difficult. Thank you for your podcast. It brings me a lot of joy, Amelia. Amelia, you are more than close to the top listener. You're it, pal. That is 80.9 days.
We went around the world in 80.9 days.
We did. We went around Amelia's bedroom in 80.9 days this year.
Honestly, that's flattering as hell. That's really lovely. Even like, first of all, you listening to us when you fall asleep, like where, what? Like these weirdos, I love that. That's really, it's just so flattering. I like, this is absurd. This is amazing. I'm just, I don't know. I've got a lot of love in my heart. Amelia, I think you're number one. If anyone else has this or similar or more, please let us know. I would love to see it.
Yeah, let us know. I mean, I recognize that. You had it on while you fell asleep and then it just played all night where you were sleeping. Mm-hmm. But that still counts, baby. Yeah. It was still going in your ear holes. It was still playing.
We still played around you even if you weren't paying attention.
We were still in your dreams at night talking about dragonflies.
Totally. Oh my God. Oh my God. We're probably in her dreams so much. Oh my gosh. Amelia, let us know if Dream Us has ever made you mad. Sometimes I get in fights with my dream friends. And also, I really appreciate you saying have a good holiday season. I know they can be difficult because they are. And I extend that to everyone here as well. Like the holiday seasons can be really difficult. And I appreciate you saying that, Amelia.
Thank you so much, everyone, for your thoughts on Puppet Master. spicy episode with spicy thoughts about it.
Yeah.
We're very sorry to everyone whose emails did not make it on this one. We got so many emails this week. So many people had thoughts about Puppet Master. As always, we do read all of your emails just simply for the sake of time. We got to just pick a few of them.
Yeah.
Up next, we got previously unaired Christmas special. So if you got thoughts on that episode, send them to recoveringgleek@gmail.com.
Thank you all so much for being here. Thank you for listening to us this year. I hope you'll listen to us next year. But gosh, thanks. I'm full of gratitude. I just love you all so much. Oh my gosh. Are you ready for a relative pitch game, my friend?
Heck yeah. Songs this episode are Into the Groove by Madonna, You're My Best Friend by Queen, Nasty / Rhythm Nation by Janet Jackson, Cheek to Cheek by Fred Astaire, and The Fox by Yilvis. And I did the Glacts, so I'm first?
Heck yeah. I would like you to sing What the Fox Say.
Here we go. Ducks say quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, 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 but there's one sound that no one knows.
What does the fox say?
Okay, so my fish go quack, I think?
Fish go quack.
Was,
fish go
ducks
quack?
Say quack. Sorry, fish say quack. Haven't you heard of fish before?
I guess not.
Ducks say quack, fish go blub. I think it was an A sharp to a D sharp. I might be wrong. It might have been a B to an E, but we're gonna say A sharp to D sharp, and if I'm wrong, I'll put in a little right here.
Okay.
Nope. A sharp to C sharp, excuse me.
I was wrong. I sang a B to a D.
Okay. I was doing Blaine, and I was a half step flat, because I was a full step sharp. Sorry, I've never read music before. I was a whole step sharp because that was a G sharp to a B that he sang.
I was actually a step and a half sharp.
Well, you already know what you're singing. Give you a beat, you're doing Nasty / Rhythm Nation.
I think it's sitting in a movie show, thinking nasty the time. Better be a gentleman, oh, you turn me off.
Okay, so you're sitting in a movie show. Was E, C sharp, B, A, F sharp.
Okay.
You were a half step sharp.
Dang.
Play Janet.
I don't think I'm right on Janet either. I think I definitely tried to...
Wait, that is the Jacob Artist key.
Really?
I think so.
I believe it.
Well, shoot. You were off.
That's
you
okay.
You were a half step sharp.
That's okay. Heck yeah.
Dang.
Fun. I'm excited for previously unaired Christmas.
I am too. Happy 90th birthday.
Happy 90th birthday.
We've been doing this podcast for 90 years. Can you believe it?
Yeah, we gave birth to this podcast 90 years ago.
We did. Oh, I remember that day well.
Yeah. Did you
cry?
I was
doing Lamaze breathing. I did cry. Yeah.
I cried.
Yeah.
Did we poop?
We did. And you know, give me 3 seconds.
Okay. We're just like,
I was trying to stall until my internet worked. And you know, we've gotten through Herbert and J. Edgar Hoover. Gee, that was fun and a half. When you've been through Herbert and J. Edgar Hoover, anything else is a laugh. We've been through Reno. We've been through Beverly Hills. And we're here. Reefers and vino. Rest cures religion and pills. And we're here. Been called a pinko. Call me too, Tool. Got through with Stinko by my pool. We should have gone to an acting school. That seems clear. Still, someone said they're sincere. So we're here.
Thank you.
90 years later. In the Depression, were we depressed? Thanks for... Hey, Lena. Honestly, a big thank you for doing this podcast with me for 90 years, and especially for sitting through me while I try to do a bit with a song I don't know the lyrics to.
Anything for you, my partner of 90 years.
My stone granite wife of 90 years.
Mm-hmm. I bought you a necklace that just has a chunk of granite on it. It's like this big.
Oh, yeah. That's
I can't
just
get
like,
it through cuffs. Yeah.
That's just like the size of a globe.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yes.
I wanted to mail it to you, but I took it to the post office and they were like, this is 100 pounds.
And they slapped you.
They did.
They weighed it and they slapped you across the face.
I said, what the fuck is that for? And they said, you're going to have to wait until your friend gets off his boat. And I said, fine.
Sure. Well, I look forward to it.
Yeah, it's really special.
I look forward to it.
It looks just like the countertops my mom was obsessed with back in like 2015 when everyone was like obsessed with granite countertops.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. You know what, Lena? You know what this makes me think of? The fact that we've run the gamut A to Z. Three cheers and damn it, c'est la vie. We got through all of last year and we're here. Hey, Lena. Yeah. Lord knows at least we were there. And we're here. Look who's here. I'm doing the Elaine stretch where she jumps up and down during the Ladies in Red concert. I'm still here.
I'm really thankful for you. I'm glad we've done this podcast. I'm glad we're doing this podcast together. And I'm glad we get to share it with our awesome listeners and each other. It's just a really amazing part of my life that I'm really grateful for. Heck yeah.
I'm grateful for you too. Happy and thank you for everyone who listened to us for thousands of minutes.
Whoa, that's wild. If you, I said this before. If you listen to us for any amount of time, I'm grateful to you. Here is a mini kiss on your mini forehead.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Recovering Gleek. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at recoveringgleek_podcast. If you liked our podcast, be sure to leave a review. And tell your friends, please.